USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple.
President Trump says the immigration raids that are expected to be getting underway today in 10 U.S. cities are designed to target illegal immigrants who already have final deportation orders. But in Los Angeles County, California, Supervisor Hilda Solis says all illegal immigrants are afraid they're going to get caught up in the raids over the next several days.
People are petrified, and it's sad because young children that need to go to school or can get meals at summer school or whatever, they won't go.
Likely to be downgraded to a tropical depression by day's end, Tropical Storm Barry is still expected to dump up to 2 feet of rain on the Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow, and forecasters warn it could cause life-threatening floods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause we're leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A transformer explosion and fire blamed for a massive power outage in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side last night. It affected over 70,000 Con Edison customers. And there were no major problems reported, but there were definitely some frayed nerves when it happened. This woman was riding a subway at the time.
You saw people's reactions evolve over time, and in the beginning people were kind of chill, and then people definitely started getting more frustrated. Definitely some crying.
Police in Baton Rouge investigating the death of an African-American cultural advocate, Sadie Roberts Joseph. The 75-year-old woman's body was found Friday in the trunk of a car parked a few miles from her home. She's the founder of an African-American museum in Baton Rouge, as well as the nonprofit Community Against Drugs and Violence. Police investigators still working to solve the case, they say. 84-year-old Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson says he's being treated for pancreatic cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
More now on last night's massive Manhattan power outage, as Jennifer Lopez is promising her fans her concert will be rescheduled in its entirety after it had to be cut short after just four songs at Madison Square Garden. An emotional Lopez taking to Instagram right after getting off stage.
Obviously, we're going to reschedule this show. There's the alarm going off telling everybody in the announcements to evacuate. I am obviously heartbroken and devastated.
Here we go.
Due to
a citywide power outage. We're going to interrupt this event.
Thank you, Dad.
In the interest of safety and precautionary measure, we are requesting that all occupants leave the building.
I love you. I am so sorry that this happened in the middle of our moment.
In track, a new world record for the woman's mile as Sifan Hassan bested the time set 23 years ago, running a 4-minute, 12-second, 33-mile, more than 2-tenths of a second faster than Svetlana Mastakova's mark set in 1996. The 26-year-old Dutch runner beating her personal best by more than 2 full seconds. And a Missouri family's newborn's being called the 7-Eleven baby for being born on July 11th at 7:11 p.m., weighing 7 pounds, 11 ounces. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.